live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We have plenty of room for you if you want to get on the phones here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We have more news to come here tonight. Just outrageous stories. One involving the Pledge of Allegiance and a fourth grader. And what happened when he refused to put his hand over his heart. And also, we didn't yet finish the story about the young man, 19 years old, took his dad's truck in anger after his dad refused to buy him a pack of cigarettes. His dad made the critical mistake of calling the police, thinking that somehow they were going to help the situation, and he ended up with a dead son as a result of his efforts. We'll continue with that here as well. Also, Johnson has a somewhat related story about a dad and his kids, where that dad was found to be an unfit parent, and we'll tell you why he was found to be an unfit parent in a little bit. Let's go first to the phone calls, though, and your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. We'll go to Michael, listening in Longview, Texas, on LRN.FM. Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
What do you think? Like, you know, I've thought about investing in Bitcoin for a while, but, you know, and, you know, I hate it when, like, you know, before it went to this, you know, this huge rise and it sank back down, and now it's having this huge rise again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still haven't ever gotten any Bitcoins, but what do you think about, like, you know, eventually it seems like the government's going to start regulating it. They're going to start taxing it. You know, there's going to be all these things on it that affect its price. You know, what do you think about those things? Like,
so
eventually the government's going to catch up and try to do something about it.
Let me ask you this. If there was a stock that was let's say you could buy this stock for $20 today, and you knew that in, you know, a few years that stock might be worth $20,000. Now, a stock is regulated by the government, and it's taxed. Your investments are taxed. Would you not make that investment?
Yeah. You still would, yeah.
Yeah, but what if the regulation kills Bitcoin?
Well, if the regulation kills Bitcoin, then, you know, you've got a whole new story. And regulations kill
companies. Well, nothing can kill Bitcoin.
Well, regulations kill companies all the time, too.
But that's the fear, is that the regulation will kill the Bitcoin by the government getting too heavily involved in maybe regulating the exchanges or something like that. Personally, I'm not worried about it myself. I think that the Bitcoin was created to avoid the state, and that there's no getting away from that factor about Bitcoin. The state cannot control it.
Right. It's also a global currency, so it's not like one country can affect the entire.
Right. They may.
Right. A lot of the rise is going on because of China right now. First off, you're calling in and asking three ordinary dudes that know something about Bitcoin what their opinion on Bitcoin is. Let me tell you what Fortress FIG Investment Group LLC's Michael Novogratz, who he's a hedge fund manager, and perhaps he knows a bit more than we do. He's a macro. He's the co-chief investment officer of macro funds at Fortress. Because I don't know what's going to happen with Bitcoin. I don't know if the government's going to crack down on exchanges. I don't know if that's going to drive down prices or drive up prices. I mean, the evidence of marijuana is when you crack down on it, the prices go up. So I don't know what the case is, but this Novogratz says is if you put a little money in Bitcoin, that's his quote, come back in a few years and it's going to be worth a lot. That's his claim.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
Well, then I would recommend acquiring some sooner rather than later. Although I understand the hesitancy. I mean, you look at that
going up,
price shooting up, and you think, oh, my God, I don't want to buy now because the last time it went to $250, a bunch of people were still buying, and then they got screwed because it went down. But, of course, now it's over $300.
You're only screwed when you
sell. Well, right. That's just it. If you are in this for an investment, you might just lose out. But if you're in it for the long term, for the, you know, to hold on to these things and wait and see what happens, then you may win big. Now, of course, you may, you know, may end up going to zero. You may lose everything. But don't put everything into Bitcoin, and then you won't lose everything. Just put what you can afford into Bitcoin. Right. Put what you can afford to lose into Bitcoin, and then if what you can afford to lose turns you into a millionaire after five more years, then it'll have been well worth the few hundred bucks that you invested.
Right.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
This is what I like, is that when you get into Bitcoin, and this is where I am right now, is I'm in Bitcoin for free, which is that I took out. I took out what I put in, you know, like, and now everything that I've got left is there. You know, with no, I made more than I ever.
Meaning that you bought a certain number of bitcoins. When they got expensive enough, you sold them to the point where you recouped your investment.
Right.
And you still have bitcoins, and so it's all just, it's just gravy. That's what you're saying.
I'm there too, but I guess what people really don't care where we are.
Right.
You know, what the place where we're sitting doesn't really matter to the person who's listening, deciding whether or not they wanted to get into Bitcoin. And why do you want to get into Bitcoin? If you're looking for an increase in value, maybe it'll provide you with that. If you're looking for an alternative currency that might be able to provide more human freedom, I think that it really might be that. And that's a lot of what the speculation goes is based upon right now. But, you know, my advice to somebody is, you know, there are a lot of investments out there, and you got to be diversified. So put an amount of money in bitcoins, put an amount of money in gold and silver, put an amount of money in the stock market, although maybe you don't like what it's done. I can tell you I've had stocks over the years, and frankly, these mutual funds haven't done me real well in the last half decade.
You know, I'm actually, and more and more time has gone by, and I'm still, you know, I'm still incredibly angry at myself for, you know, I vocally announced, like, Bitcoin, once it hits $35 an hour, that's it's a parity, or $35 an hour, $35, once it hits $35, it's a parity with silver. At the time is when I said this, and I said, I want to invest like $3,000 at the time, because that was what I felt I could do comfortably invest. And the next day,
it went ballistic.
It went ballistic. It went well above. I mean, it is shot from something like 27 to 127, you know, like overnight. And then I got really wary, and I was, you know, I didn't want to jump in. I'm like, and it did. There was a period where it tanked back down, and then it went back up, and I think it went from like 127 down to 72, and I still didn't want to get in because I was worried about it. But now the way I look at it, and more and more time goes on, that I'm like, well, I think I want to at least start putting in, you know, a portion of income, because why would I want to sit in, you know, in other words, you talk about the risk of investment. Well, there's also a risk of holding on to Federal Reserve notes, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a huge risk of just sitting and having that in savings, because
it's always
there is an intention. There's an intention of the federal government right now to take your money from you via inflation.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. I'm glad that you brought that up, because, you know, everybody's familiar with the Federal Reserve note, those greenbacks that you have in your wallet, although the new hundreds look more blue than green to me. But everybody's familiar with these things, and that familiarity means you're comfortable with them. And they seem reliable. There they are. They buy things. They're always there. But what you don't necessarily think about on a day-to-day basis is that they're constantly being debased by virtue of the fact that more are being printed.
You're being robbed. You are currently being robbed.
And they won't stop. They're not going to stop robbing you. They're just taking little by little by little by little over time.
Inflation is outrunning interest.
Yeah, well, that's definitely true. And over the years, the value of the U.S. dollar has declined precipitously.
And buying power and cost of living has also been just destroyed.
So diversifying is a good idea, whether it's silver, gold, Bitcoin, or all of the above, or whatever else you think is interesting to put your money into. Anything that you can do to get it out of the Federal Reserve note, because you're guaranteed to lose with a Federal Reserve note. It's a guarantee. They're not going to engage in deflation with the Federal Reserve note. They're going to continue to inflate the money supply, because that's how they get more money out of you without you realizing what they're doing.
I don't know that I'd say that it's a guarantee, but I'd say it's a really good bet.
Yeah.
That suddenly, you know, suddenly...
Historically, the dollar has been getting weaker.
Exactly. For certainly the course of our lifetime and our parents' lifetimes, and probably most of our grandparents' lifetimes.
And historically, Bitcoin has been getting more and more valuable over time. Yes, it has swings up and down, but it seems to be swinging upward more than it does downward. So take that for what it's worth. 855, 450-FREE. More about the 19-year-old shot to death by the police six times. The cop shot six times, two shots connected. He was in his truck. The truck had been stopped. If you look at the picture of the truck, it does appear there is some damage. So maybe he did have to hit that police car at a good clip. There's some detail here that's not real clear, but we'll give you more information here in moments and take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to getthetea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by ProXPN. Right now, Free Talk Live is available for you to vote in the Podcast Awards. Go to podcastawards.com. It's, I think, was it the eighth year? Ninth year? I think it's the ninth year of the Podcast Awards, actually. They've been doing this stuff for almost a decade. It's amazing that podcasting is that old. And, of course, podcasting is the idea is we put up our archives online, and the podcast allows you to receive automatically
the shows. So everything that we post. The ninth annual podcast awards. We've won several podcast awards in the past, thanks to your efforts. We could not do it without you. You nominated us. You voted for us. So we've passed the nominations portion of the podcast awards this year. We are now one of the several shows that are in the political/politics/news category. And you can go now and vote through, I believe, the 15th of this month. So you've got about another week, just over a week, left at podcastawards.com. There's some pretty heavy competition. Democracy Now! Is in the running again, and they're pretty tough to beat. But we might be able to pull it off, because who knows how much effort their listeners are putting into this. So if you want to take just a moment, we'd appreciate it. Go to podcastawards.com, go down to the politics/news category, and vote for Free Talk Live. And thank you in advance for doing that. Also, School Sucks Project is in the education category, so that's another liberty-friendly podcast that's been nominated as well. All right, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We go to the phones, to the phone. Howie is in Philly, listening via the TuneIn application. Hey, Howie.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, like, I've taken a break from Free Talk Live. I'm probably one of the more, you know, kind of crazier callers, but I really appreciate the show, and it is valuable in my life because I need to listen to positive things, and that's what I think that what you guys do is. So thanks for putting up with me. First, I'm not, you know, I just want to say I'm not perfect, but I want to comment on Adam Kokesh. I know if I might seem judgmental, but I just wanted to share my thoughts because I've been exposed to him through your show, and I was interested in what he was doing, and I appreciate his activism, but after all this and this gone on, I've been really putting a lot of thought into it, and I just don't think it doesn't leave me with a good thought of the whole way he went about things and what happened with him getting locked up and him doing this act of civil disobedience. It seems so displanned and not well thought out, and not.
And he admitted as much. I don't know if you heard. Were you listening to the interview that we did with him earlier in the show
today?
No, I missed it. I thought he was going to be on now. No,
he was on right at the beginning of the show for the first segment. Now, if you missed it, you can always go later on to freetalklive.com and listen to it. But that was one of the things that I asked him about. We only had a limited amount of time with him, and it just seems to me like it just wasn't something that he really understood what was going to transpire. And unfortunately, with civil disobedience, in a lot of cases, the people who engage in that civil disobedience, they just have to learn it the hard way. I mean, it's one thing to watch others go through it, and I think there are lessons that can be learned from that. But ultimately, I think you're right, Howie, that it wasn't well planned. He didn't pick the right venue. Certainly didn't pick the right issue, at least, you know, D.C. You're not going to bring gun rights back to D.C. It's just not going to happen. And then ended up backing out, you know, and taking the plea deal. So it's just...
So now he's a felon, right?
That's correct.
I mean,
he can't own a firearm, right?
Well, he is a felon. I mean, he's pled to a felony.
Has he been sentenced?
I mean,
it doesn't matter if he's been sentenced.
I will go back and listen. I don't mean to be a day late and a dollar short, and this totally changes the topics I had to talk about, but... Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that, and I was wondering why nobody else was calling in and you know, talking about that, because I just really, it's bothered me, this whole thing. And I know you guys, he's a friend of your show, and you don't agree with him, but you still are very supportive, so, yeah, I don't get it. It just doesn't make sense to me. And
Thanks, Howie, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. So, Mark, are you suggesting, and, you know, you may be right, I suppose there's a chance that at sentencing the judge could lower the charge
to...
No,
there's not much of a chance.
But is that what you were saying when you were saying it, and he may not be a felon as a result of this?
A citizen, a person who signs up for citizenship, who's been told that you're going to be sworn in on July 4th, and it's June the 30th, isn't a citizen until July 4th, right?
Okay, but he took a plea.
That's correct.
Which means he pled guilty to a felony charge.
He pled guilty to a felony charge.
Right.
He has not, however, been... The judge's gavel has not fallen.
Yeah.
It didn't make that rapping noise. So until that happens, he isn't sent... He's out on bond.
Okay.
And so, but his bond conditions are going to be revoke any ability to have a gun. So
correct.
He's effectively a felon, but he is not actually a felon today.
Okay. it seems nitpicky, but I get where you're coming from. To me, when you take the plea, it's a done deal. The fact that they set the sentencing out by a few months is just a technicality. I mean, he's not going to be able to unplea at this point, and the odds are good that the judge is not going to wave this down to a misdemeanor either.
I think he might be able to unplea wanted to. He'd probably go back to jail. But I think because you go in front of the judge and you say, and the judge is going to say something to the effect of, Mr. Kokesh, are you here of your own will? Are you being coerced?
That's what happens when you take the plea, and that's what happened likely in court yesterday. You will not be asked if he's there under duress at sentencing. You are asked that question when you take a plea. When you're entering a plea into court, that's when the judge says, Mr. Kokesh, did you do this voluntarily on your own volition? Are you being coerced?
One can take a plea just by signing a piece of paper with the prosecutor or with your public defender. I didn't know that he was actually in a courtroom yesterday.
Yes, it was a court hearing.
Then he probably is a felon.
Right, it was a court hearing, and the only thing that remains is sentencing.
Okay,
in January.
Yes, then he's probably a felon.
So there you go. 855, 450, free. Now, this 19-year-old, to go back to the story that we were covering, and by the way, I've got to give some credit here where credit is due, even though I saw this all over the place, especially on Facebook today. It's the top story right now at freetalklive.com, and thanks to Unchill Bro, I guess, is the...
I like Unchill.
I love usernames.
Unchill Bro on our websites for submitting this one about the father who called the police on his 19-year-old son. His 19-year-old son was upset because dad wouldn't buy him some cigarettes, which, of course, he's old enough to buy his own cigarettes unless he lives in New York City.
He probably wanted them free.
This is in Des Moines. So the cops chased him down, and the cops claimed that he rammed the police cruiser. Now, we don't know to what extent he rammed or hit the police cruiser or whether or not the police cruiser actually, in point of fact, rammed him, which is certainly a very realistic possibility. They ended up stopping the truck, and then when he wouldn't turn the truck off and instead revved the engine, one police officer fired six shots into to the cab, killing the young man. Mr. Comstock, his dad, told the Des Moines Register his son was not armed. Tyler's stepfather, Gary Shepley...
Well, he was armed. He was in a big truck.
Okay, I think he means with a weapon.
I understand, but I just want to make it 100% clear that, I mean, I don't like this situation any more than anybody else does, but...
Tyler's step-grandfather was also angry over the police's handling of the incident, demanding that hard, tough questions be asked of the department. And you can ask all the tough questions you want. They don't have any obligation to answer them because, well, they're going to get paid whether they answer your questions or not. Because everybody in this area is going to continue paying property tax, no matter how upset they might be with the police about this. You can take control here. We'll continue the story, and you can share your thoughts. We'd love to have them. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want toll-free. Take control at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free line brought to you by ProXPN. More parenting nightmares still to come. Johnson's got a story about a father and how the government decided that he's being a bad dad. We'll tell you what for here in a moment. Also, again, your calls are welcome. Maybe you've got some experiences that you'd like to share with us. Maybe they were an eye-opening experience. Unfortunately, this dad we're talking about now, TheBlaze.com is reporting, and it's been covered in a number of places, but about this dad who lost his 19-year-old son to a police shooting when he had called the cops in an attempt to teach his son a lesson. And boy, was a lesson taught. Let's go back to that here in a moment. I want to let you know about ProXPN first. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth. That's before it gets to your internet service provider, which means that when the internet service provider is trying to figure out what you're doing online, because they're used to logging everything you do. You do a web search, they've logged it. You go to some website, they log that too. In fact, most of them log for at least 6 months. Some log for as much as 5 years. All of the sites you visit, all of the searches you make, and beyond that. ProXPN doesn't keep any records of your online habits at all. And everything you do is encrypted before it leaves your computer, so your internet service provider no longer knows where you're going and what you're doing. And all you have to do is go and download ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their app for your iPhone or for your Android. If you've got Mac or Windows, there's an application for Mac and Windows. For Linux, there's a quick process. It's shockingly painless for Linux. That'll allow you to hook up ProXPN to directly to your Linux. And so ProXPN is amazing. It protects you from snooping online. It protects you from let's say you're at a coffee shop. Using the coffee shop's Wi-Fi. Maybe the administrator...
Best place you want to be using a VPN.
Absolutely. Maybe the administrator of the coffee shop wants to know what website you're going to. Maybe somebody's out there sniffing your Wi-Fi packets as well.
Likely somebody's out there sniffing your Wi-Fi
packets. Yes, there used to be that program Fire Sheep. There was a huge thing where basically anybody can install this dumb little app and steal your Facebook password. Boom, done, easy.
Yeah. And we've read stories about people who make a living going around airports where people will access. I mean, this is where people access the internet.
Yeah.
There's airports all across the country. Probably most of them have free internet service, and all you do is they take cheap flights around the country, sniffing people's packets and make a fortune off of...
Taking credit card numbers or something?
Taking their info. I don't know exactly what they do, but I mean, it's got to be banking info,
so
right?
So all you have to do is have ProXPN, and that solves these problems for you. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and when you're ready to sign up for their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, and you can run whatever you want, torrents, no problem. proxpn.com/FTL, when you're ready to sign up for their premium account, use code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off of the price of the premium account for the life of your account. So you want to buy their annual plan? You can break that price down to $5 per month. You buy the annual plan with discount code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. And if you change your mind for whatever reason, there's a money-back guarantee. Risk-free, 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. Try it out. I think you're going to like it. ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo code is FTL20. Let's go to Tyrell online. Tyrell, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Mark and Johnson.
What's up, Tyrell? Go ahead.
I don't really have anything. I just wanted to – I was sitting here and I was reading my email and came across an article on Mashable about Bitcoin researchers, and they were saying how it could be manipulated by the miners and taken over, and because of its decentralized nature, it would make it easy to be taken over. And that's why I just wanted to direct you to that article. I don't really have much after that.
So they're saying it would be easy to take over Bitcoin? Well, if it's so easy, why doesn't somebody take it over?
Well,
I mean, there's a bunch of money out there to be taken over if you could do it.
I've done a lot of research on this topic. Okay, so that doesn't mean I know what I'm looking at. These Cornell guys are a lot smarter than I am in this area. But as I understand it, this is kind of this could happen, not that this is likely to happen. I do have an article that's, a small blog post that sort of addresses it. And basically, the summation of it is we're studying this type of an attack from an academic standpoint, but I don't think it's really something to worry about. It's interesting from a game theory point of view, but the necessary pieces are not in place for there to be an incentive to carry out this kind of attack. So currently, when it would be easier to do it today, there's no reason to do it, and when it will be harder to do it in the future, it will be impossible to do it. This is what I understand.
Tyrell, any thoughts?
Like I said, I just wanted to direct you to the article. I really don't have any expertise on it at all.
Yep. I appreciate the heads up.
I think
Tyrell.
It's a great thing to be sniffing out, Tyrell, and I appreciate I do appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Tyrell. Yep. Appreciate that.
So another aspect of this is these Cornell researchers that are doing this, they're just recommending changes to the Bitcoin software.
So they're saying it could be fixed. Could be protected.
Absolutely.
Against.
They're just they're offering suggestions in a way that I can't understand. Right. I just don't know what they're saying. But I do know the head developer of Bitcoin, and I know that Gavin Andreessen is not unfamiliar with what they're talking about, so therefore these changes will likely be incorporated in the next beta form of the Bitcoin software.
Amazingly, Bitcoin's still in beta. That's one of the most shocking things, right? If you actually look at the Bitcoin QT.
Gmail was in beta for years and years and years.
But it's interesting, though, right? I mean, beta's a pre-release. I mean, this isn't even an official release yet, and it's already $300 plus per Bitcoin. That's a record, by the way. It hit a record. It hit its record yesterday, and it's just set another record today. Over 300.
It keeps nudging on up, yep.
So anyway, 855, 450 free. Whether you want to talk about Bitcoin or the horrible mistake this father made in the Des Moines area of calling the police on his son. Parents, please, for the well-being of your children and your own sanity, please don't call the police on your kids. Yeah. Figure something more creative out. Look, if they take the damn truck, let them take the truck. They'll come back someday, and if they don't, you just lost the truck. It's no big deal. At least you won't lose your son's life or your daughter's life.
Yeah, and I think that that's where this father's sitting at this circumstance. I mean, the son made a set of decisions that, when dealing with the police, are a very bad set of decisions.
Presuming the police are telling the truth.
Presuming the police are telling the truth, and we have no reason to believe at this point that they are not.
Except for the fact that cops lie a lot of times.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a bigoted standpoint that suggests that somehow...
Based on evidence, not bigoted.
Well, no, it's bigoted. I mean, the suggestion that every police officer everywhere is a liar.
I didn't say every police officer.
That cops lie?
Yeah, I said cops lie a lot of the time.
No, you said cops lie. And that is suggesting that, you know... I don't know.
They're trained to lie, Mark.
He didn't deny that. Cops lie. He said cops lie.
But that's right. I said cops lie.
But cops lie is the same as all cops lie, right?
It is still a big statement. I agree with Mark.
All cops are trained to lie. How about that?
I think that they do get a certain level of training in lying, yeah.
That's right.
Yep. So are actors, lawyers, politicians, journalists.
Actors don't take your life away from you if they lie.
Indeed. But, okay, this guy...
Actors make people happy when they lie.
Maybe.
None of those other groups do.
Just saying, they're all liars. So, this kid made an action that's that is sort of foreseeably resulted in his death. I hate that it happened, and I think that the police could have done things that would likely have not have subdued the suspect without ending in people dying, but this is sad, and this father, I mean, sadly, I can see why he's just sort of left blaming himself. This is this kid's fault, but that's that.
During the chase, by the way, an unidentified Ames police staffer twice suggested the police should back off of their pursuit. According to dispatch audio obtained by the Register in Des Moines through third-party service. So apparently even some of the officers thought this was going too far. But will that result in any kind of punishment for the officer that shot this kid to death? Highly doubtful. Because all they'll say is he was in pursuit of a felon, and if you're in pursuit of a felon, it's totally legal to shoot him in the back. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart, or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day, and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you want here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Dad has been found to be an unfit parent. Why? Because he refused to feed his sons
McDonald's.
Yeah, we'll get into that story here in a moment. Also, your calls about what you want, you can take control here via the Pro XPN toll free lines at 855-450-FREE. We do talk a lot about bitcoins on this show. In order to get bitcoins, you need to have somewhere to have them, to keep them. And the Bitcoin wallet is your solution. You can get one for free right now over at blockchain.info.
That's right. Go to blockchain.info, get the best online wallet that is available today for free. It's usable on your iPhone or your Android or your laptop or your desktop. You can access it in all of those locations, and it's great. It has encryption tools that work right in the browser. That way, blockchain never has control of your money. They never know how much money you're sending or receiving, and neither does anybody else who's sort of watching, because your browser's encrypted. The blockchain wallet has tools that allow you to send and receive your bitcoins anonymously. You do need to use the tools if you want to do so anonymously. It's time for you to join the millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, where we have Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't think I'm ever going to buy anything online at an airport now.
It's probably a good idea.
Well, if you have proxpn.com/FTL, then you're good to go if you're in an airport. But go ahead.
Mark brought up an interesting topic, which is the idea that taxation is sort of the same thing as slavery in that they're claiming ownership over your person. And I've heard libertarians make this argument before, or at least one argument I've heard before, I can't remember where, is that people sort of always thought this throughout history, like, thousands of years ago, people thought that if the Lord's going to confiscate like a percentage of your crop or whatever, that's equivalent to slavery, like them owning your person.
Yeah.
It's an interesting historical thing, and one thing that goes along with this argument is that the book of Genesis supports it. And being, I'm not a Bible scholar, I don't read Greek or anything, but I went back and read the relevant passage.
Genesis wasn't written in Greek anyway. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Hebrew?
I went back and read the passage, and I don't think it supports necessarily this argument that taxation is equivalent to like owning the body.
Okay.
My reasoning is the passage that gets cited in Genesis 47. It basically says that after the famine in the story of Joseph, the people were selling their goods to the Pharaoh to live. And when that happened, when that ran out, they had to sell their bodies to the Pharaoh to live. And then right at, and then the verse right after that, Joseph says something like, "But when the crop comes in, you will give a fifth of it to Pharaoh." So it sounds like they go together, right?
Okay.
Like, they're selling that, like they're selling themselves into bondage to Pharaoh. And then the next verse, he says, "Okay, so now you have to pay a 20% tax." And to this day, that is how Egyptians live. But the same thing happened a few chapters earlier, right? Remember the story of Joseph, Mark, where it's the 7 years of famine and the 7 years of plenty?
Right. The whole dream thing.
I'm sorry?
The whole dream thing.
Yeah. So the 7 year, it doesn't actually say anything beyond that Joseph collected the tax for 7 years. But it doesn't say anything about the people becoming slaves or living in bondage to Pharaoh or anything like that. So I'm a little... It doesn't seem like the passage is supporting this line of argument to me. Well, what do you think?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it from a biblical standpoint. And I think that there's an argument against the notion that taxes are fit into the greater umbrella of slavery and that citizenship fits into the umbrella of slavery. Because you have to ask sort of, do people have the right to not work? Does a slave... You ask yourself, does a slave have the option of not working? And if the answer is no, a slave must work in order to be a slave, then a citizen isn't a slave because although you have to pay 30% or whatever it is of what you make, you don't have to make it. You can choose to
be
stop making money and
take money from the government.
So you could, there's an argument against what I say on here. It's just, let's be really clear. If everybody takes the path of not producing, well, then what happens?
Well, same thing. I mean, if the slaves decide to stop being slaves, then what happens?
And really, this is a notion about expedience. You know, some of the rhetoric that gets used is hyperbolic rhetoric. There's no doubt about it. But rhetoric based on expedience and these kind of things, it isn't as motivational to the average individual as, you know, sort of just drawing corollaries and that sort of thing.
Man, I wish I knew what was motivating to the average individual.
Emotions. Don't think they feel, and all you have to do.
I think they have to pay attention in order to feel in the first place.
Oh well, that's because they're busy finding things that they feel differently about.
Yeah.
So that's.
Look at the election results from here in Keene, New Hampshire. There were 88% of the registered voters who didn't come out to vote. I mean, that's.
What do you want them voting? For God's sakes, these people are completely unqualified to vote. The fact is, I went out to vote. One of the few times I voted in Florida, here's a confession of voter fraud. I went out and voted, and in my, I went out and voted in my district, and it was during a gubernatorial election, not during a presidential election. And there were things on the ballot, like judges and city councilors and things like that. All I knew was there was like a guy named McClash that did... pest work or something, and so I voted for him. Oh, I recognize that name. And like, I had no qualification whatsoever to be voting on county commissioners or people who are going to be judges presiding in Manatee County. I had no qualification, but I filled it out. Don't want to just Christmas tree this test.
Well, I get where you're coming from, Mark, but on the other hand, what I was talking about is how do you motivate somebody to become educated and to become concerned?
You started out that whole rant, Mark, where you said there was going to be a confession of voter fraud.
I went and I'm a felon, and in the state of Florida, felons aren't supposed to be voting.
Okay.
And so I registered to vote and was able to vote one time before. I don't know that it's fraud because that would suggest that I somehow, you know, knew what was going on or whatever. But
right.
I voted one time before I was sort of caught and, you know, they
didn't
realized.
Violate you for that?
What's that?
You didn't get violation for
violate
that?
Violate of what?
Probation or something?
I had no probation.
Okay. All right, Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
I think they'd have to prove intent, which would be difficult to do.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You know, when the whole election thing was kind of, we were recapping it on our local Facebook group, inevitably some of the anti-political folks spoke out in opposition to running for political office. And I understand the points that okay, yeah, if you run for office, you're kind of giving legitimacy to the system, et cetera, et cetera. I get that, even though my message was very specific. Let's turn this into a voluntary city. Let's make Keene the first consensual city where, you know, all the city services are available, but you aren't threatened in order to receive them.
Well, let me ask you this. Throughout U.S. history, have there been how many elections of the percentage of elections? Is it greater than 50% or less than 50%? Have greater than 50% of the people actually voted?
I can't imagine there are very many elections.
So most elections, fewer than 50% of people vote. Is that correct?
That's generally true. Municipal elections are notoriously bad, like usually 2-10% in municipal elections.
And it's only been in the last 70 years or so that actually citizens are the only ones who are allowed to vote. Before that, it was basically anybody in a given landmass was allowed to vote. You're still talking about similar numbers. You know, maybe in the far distant, decades, centuries past, people voted in a larger numbers. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. But the fact is there have been far more elections where far fewer people than 50% have voted.
Right.
So I would say that and government's grown throughout that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the evidence says that, in fact, not voting perpetuates the system. Not voting causes the system to grow. Well, it is self-evident that that is the case.
Yeah, well, I think that another point, that's true, and I also think that another point is that even if you look at elections where no one votes, which should be the go-to example of, hey, here's nobody voting, so therefore
nobody voted in this election. This government disbanded itself.
No, it didn't. They keep doing what they do because the real key is whether or not people obey the state. If people are paying taxes and jumping through regulatory hoops, even as they're bitching about it, the state will continue. And it's going to take people being willing to stand up. But since it's hard enough to get people to just vote, I don't know how we can expect people to stand up for themselves. It's hard enough to just get somebody to go vote. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Hour 3 is on the way. More with your thoughts next.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot, beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.